Police officers, firefighters, and emergency medics were on the scene within 4 minutes, setting up incident command and extricating passengers from the plane. From there, 15 people went by ambulance or personal vehicle to Unalaska's clinic. Dr. Megan Sarnicky is medical director at Alulik Family and Health Services, which assembled a team of 20 providers and administrators.
Knowing that it was a trauma situation, we go to our trauma room, we get supplies out, IV supplies, chest tube supplies. We just start getting things ready. And so even though it was fairly quick between the crash and the first patient's arrival, we were here and we were ready.
Sarnicky says their preparedness benefited from a training earlier this year when staff actually reviewed how to respond to airport accidents and other high-level emergency scenarios. In addition to the clinic's providers and their partners at the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association, a number of volunteers showed up with food, blankets, and offers to help. Director Melanie Tierra says her team had everything they needed and then some.
I'm from a small town, so I'm accustomed to a good response, but this was unlike any I've ever seen. With the amount of compassion, I think, that poured out from people, just seeing where they could be helpful. So that was great to see.
While officials are satisfied with the overall response, they've also identified a handful of things that can be improved upon, including coordination and communication. Cell phone service went in and out after the accident, enough that police issued a public announcement asking Unalaskans to stop using their phones unless they absolutely needed to. Local internet company Optimera Wi-Fi also volunteered to boost the clinic's signal to help the response. Officials are planning to update the city's emergency preparedness plan once they've collected feedback from all the agencies involved. In the meantime, Clinic Director Tierra says the community is still processing the crash. She encourages Unalaskans to contact counselors at APIA for support.
That kind of trauma, just being there, it affects you because we're people, we're humans, and we care about people. So we are encouraging them to continue to reach out, and we are doing the same.
Community members can connect with providers or learn more by calling 581-2751. In Unalaska, I'm Hope McKenney.